Good morning. With the team of Eilim for Shabbos, morning called test, and we are learning Simon Beis. Simon Beis is sponsored anonymously as a source for Pranosa. Before we move on from Simon Beis, just to review a point and to clarify a little more. So we said that the definition of Kilach Yad Roshino has to be something which either the result is less than optimal, so the change you're doing results in less that the actual result is different, or even if the result is the same, but the action in some way has become more difficult or more laborious, or some way it's not as optimal, the action itself, even though the result is the same. So let's say, for example, a person needs to turn on an electrical appliance for the tzarech of a chayla. So the halacha is that case where it's life-threatening and it's an immediate danger, so we do not do a shino, we do it in a normal fashion. In the case where it's life-threatening, we're allowed to do malacha for the tzarech of the chayla, but it's not life-threatening in the sense that it's not immediate. There's no concern of a time issue. It's preferred to try and minimize the malacha by doing it with a shino. So he wants to turn on using, press the button with his knuckle as opposed to with his finger. So the result is exactly the same. The machine turns on, and it functions just as fine, whether it's pressed with a finger or with a knuckle. But it is a little more difficult to turn something on with a knuckle than with a finger. It's a little bit more uncomfortable and inconvenient to do it that way. The person has to make a phone call, and he's pressing the numbers with a knuckle as opposed to with the thumb, with the finger, so that would be considered a shino. Like most places, that's considered a valid shino. Now, some say that action is not sufficient because it's minimal difficulty to do it one over the other, and therefore it's not sufficient. But the majority of places are comfortable with saying that it's considered a valid shino. A shino which is done, but it's not actually in the malacha itself. So they have to put a pot up to cook. So we say the malacha is putting the pot up and the fact that it cooks. When you put the pot on the stove with your right hand or your left hand, the malacha is not actually putting the pot. It's the fact that the putting in a situation where it's able to cook. Bishul is a fascinating malacha because the person actually does nothing in the malacha. He just puts it in a situation, and then the fire comes and does it. So, arguably, that should be a potter. It's a grama of sorts. It's a part of the chiddush of malachas mashabes. In that case, it's going to be chayiv because he wants to take advantage of the karkas of the bria and accomplish that. But the shini is really taking place before the malacha. If a person puts a pot up to cook and takes it off before it actually cooks, he's not chayiv in Shabbos. He removes it before it gets cooked to the shear of Machal Benjus, so he's not going to be chayiv. So it takes place prior to the malacha. So there's some person who would say that is not a sufficient or valid shinui. What would be the such a valid shinui would be turning on the fire with some form of machinery. But once the fire is on, there's no really practical shini that a person can do. And if there's no shini a person can do in the case where it's life-threatening, and you're allowed to do malacha, so you have no shini available, you just go ahead with it. So anything shini that takes place before the malacha is not as part of the actual mice of the malacha is not going to be sufficient for the purpose of shini. So that we've covered the point of shini. Now we're going to move on to the next siman and the next shira. Meanwhile, have a good day.